Good evening. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. We begin by thanking our host, ShareEnjoyment.com, the creation and efforts of our very dear Jake Weinman. We always are grateful to him for his incredible excitement, diligence, passion for the success of the Limud HaTorah for all of us here at ShareEnjoyment.com. Also want to thank Mitch Green for his technical assistance, spectacular, talented person, as well as Elie Neiman, Rabbi Shmuel Mayevsky, Rabbi Platzker, all the wonderful Magidim here, and especially special thanks to all of our listeners. They are the ones that really make this happen. More than we like to give over, we only can give over based upon the will and of our listeners. We want to also thank our sponsors for dedicating this year, this evening. Special mention to our sponsor who has dedicated this year, Lezechu Le'ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. And tonight we're also dedicating this year, Le'ili Nishmas Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. May their neshamas have an aliyah in the sechus of the learning. Today is this moment, it's the evening, and it's already the 16th day of Shvat. Before sunset, we were still holding on to the 15th day of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat. Everyone certainly has today celebrated Tu B'Shvat to some degree. Many people eat fruit. Some people have a little bit of a mesiba. We don't say tachanun. All of the beautiful things that are associated with Tu B'Shvat. Let us spend some time in dwelling upon the fact that the Tu B'Shvat this year is unique. It's not like an ordinary Tu B'Shvat, especially post-Tu B'Shvat. What am I trying to get at? What am I trying to beat around the bush here? Let's explain as follows. There's a cycle of 7 years in Jewish law. Everyone is aware of this. The cycle of Shemitah last year was a Shemitah year. 6 years when we worked the land, we engaged in activity and plowing and harvesting and engaging in commerce, what we can produce, what we can reap from the ground, from the earth that Hashem has given us. But then it comes Shabbos LaHashem, the seventh year Shemitah. On Shemitah, we are not allowed to work the land. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, that's where the halacha, that's where it applies. There's so much has been discussed and so many svarim. And Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is thriving every Shemitah year. More and more knowledge and understanding and education goes on to cherish this very precious mitzvah of Shemitah. One of the laws we also know is that Shemitah cancels loans. And according to most of the opinions, the Shemitah cancels outstanding loans at the very end of Shemitah. When Shemitah year comes to an end, when we begin Rosh Hashanah in the eighth year, so to speak, the year after Shemitah is when all loans are canceled. And that's why certainly many people that are listening wrote a prosable on Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to prevent the loans from being canceled by transferring our loans to a Bezdin, a Jewish court. What am I trying to get at? This past year was a Shemitah year. And simply, we look back and we say, Shemitah is over. It's been over for already a while. It's been over since the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And we are no longer in a Shemitah year. We are well into the first year of a new cycle. But the truth is, that's not 100% accurate. Although it may be that with regard to the cancellation of debts and with regard to many laws of Shemitah, it is true that Shemitah has come to an end with Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei Gimel. There are some areas in halacha where Shemitah lingers on for just a little bit more. There are many halachas without going into all the detail laws of the Mishnayos, where Shmita lingers on through another month, another 30 days, if I'm not mistaken. But there are still holdouts. And Shmita is still with us until to the Shvat of the following year. Why? Because, as we all know, on Tu B'Shvat, it is the Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilonos. It is the new year for fruit trees. And this basically means that any fruit that may have blossomed before Tu B'Shvat, although it's already a few months into Tavshin Pei Gimel, it's already a few months into the first year of the new cycle of Shemitah, but it's not yet the Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonis. They still have the halachic status of Shemitah. And this affects the laws of Truma and Meiser, which they practice in Eretz Yisrael to a degree. And it has Kedusha, sanctity of Shemitah. But when it comes to the Shvat, it is the last day of Shemitah, the last extension of Shemitah regarding the produce, objects, fruit that comes from the earth, from the trees, which can be considered to be part of Shemitah. Anything that will now blossom from here on in on a tree will no longer have the status of Shemitah, but will have the status of produce that has been, that has blossomed, that has developed in the first year of the cycle, and it will follow the rules of Truma and Meiser regarding the first year of the cycle. That means that yesterday, with the arrival of Tu B'Shvat, we said goodbye. It was a sad, it is a happy day on the one hand because it's a celebration of the new year. Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonos, a new year for trees. And we all know that a human being is compared to a tree. A tree is a metaphor for a human being. The Ha'odom, Eitz, Hasada, Pasuk, Parsha Shoftim, man is compared homiletically to a tree. First Mizmor in Tehillim elaborates upon that. And when there's a new year for trees, there is a renewal, a renaissance of man as well. But this year, Tu B'Shvat, the new year for the tree was the final conclusion of the year of Shemitah, the year of Shabbos LaHashem. If Shemitah is called Shabbos, it means that yesterday and today going forward, we're now holding Moitzoei Shabbos. And we know Mitzvah Shabbos is a very interesting time of the week. After Shabbos is over, on the one hand, it's a weekday, but yet it still is there's a lingering on of Shabbos. What do we do with Mitzvah Shabbos? We make Havdalah. We're Mavdil, Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael L'amim. And the separation between Shabbos and Chol is a holy matter. It's a moment of sanctity. Some opinions hold that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, just as when we recite Kiddush to bring in the Shabbos. Likewise, when we conclude the Shabbos and make a blessing to separate the Shabbos from the coming week, it's also a moment of sanctity. It's a mark. Every time we find separation, Chazal tell us, separation between Kodesh and Chol is an expression of sanctity. Tu B'Shvat is the last extension of Shemitah. Shemitah has many, many halachas, many dimensions, but Shemitah continues to extend to a degree into this year, Tavshin Pei Gimel, with regard to the produce of the trees. And then trees are obviously very complicated, it all depends on different locations in Eretz Yisrael, but there are trees that seem to produce fruit even before Tu B'Shvat, and those fruits still had the sanctity of Shemitah.
But with Tu B'Shvat, now, whatever will blossom does not have that sanctity. Tu B'Shvat is that defining moment where Shemitah is concluded. It is a moment of holiness where we're mavdil bin kodesh l'chol. When we make this kedusha on a mitzvah Shabbos of the week, it's a holy time. It's an auspicious time. Many people, they recite v'yitim l'cho ha'lokim yital ha'shamayim. They pray for parnosa. Everyone is familiar. Mitzvah Shabbos, you put out the candle and you dip your fingers into the wine and put them in the tip of your eyes. Say, I'm not sure the details of this custom, but it's an auspicious time for special things to happen. Indeed, Chazal tells us that Mashiach at the Gemara in the Masechta Megillah, where the Gemara tells us that Mashiach ben David will come in the year that is after Shemitah. Moitzoi Shvius. The Gemara says, it's in Masechta Megillah, B'motzoi Shvius ben David bo, in the year after Shvius, Moshiach will come. Tu B'Shvat is the moment where it's auspicious that the Melech HaMashiach can come. Mashiach, we know, can come at any moment in time, no matter what. But Chazal also tell us there are moments during the year that are auspicious. Ordinarily, we would need to exert ourselves to a very great degree to bring Mashiach. But there are certain times when if we just exert ourselves a little bit, it's enough, and Mashiach will come. And one of those moments, Chazal tell us, is once in 7 years. The year after Shemitah is a year that is auspicious for the Melech HaMashiach to arrive. And certainly the moment of Moitzoi Shabbos, it's a very auspicious time to come. Tu B'Shvat, yesterday, today, moving forward, something to look forward to, something to aspire to bring Mashiach, and if not Mashiach, at least the Or Shel Mashiach. Mashiach is a very complex process of redemption. And if we hope Mashiach should come in his full glory, but if we don't merit, certainly we should witness an aspect, an element, a dimension of the coming of Mashiach now that it is Motzoi Shvius. It is the moment of Motzoi Shvius. You know that Mashiach, of course, is referred to as Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David. On Motzoi Shabbos, we have a Su'udas Melave Malka. And in the Zemiris that we recite Motzoi Shabbos, we focus on David HaMelech. In fact, the Nusach that one is supposed to recite when he begins his Melava Malka is other words, Da Tehe Su'udasa de David Malka. May this Suda be the Suda of David. Why is David HaMelech associated with Melava Malka, Moltsoi Shabbos Kodesh? The role of a Melech, in contrast to the role of the Kohen Gadol, is to supervise, to oversee, to coordinate matters relating to our physical well-being. A king obligated to care for the people and make sure there are roads, there's public health, there is food, there is water, there is commerce. Everything in the country has to be running in top condition, thriving economy. The people are happy and have parnosa and have the ability to take care of themselves in the best and ideal way. But all of that has to only come with an appreciation that everything we have in the world of Gashmias is only in the merit of Ruchnias. We have to imbue into our material possessions a spirit of Ruchnias, spirituality. And that is the role of a Melech, a king. King in Klal Yisrael, a Jewish king, is not like their counterparts, a secular king. The king's role is to draw from the sanctity of the kahuna and make sure that we properly channel that sanctity into our physical blessing, into our materialistic needs in society, in our country, in our land, and the ideal time for the Melech HaMashiach to succeed is after Shabbos Kodesh, after we go through an experience of pure spirituality, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, there's nothing but us and Hashem. We devote ourselves fully to Hashem on Shabbos. Then when we come to Moitzoi Shabbos, the first moments we interact with labor, with our obligation of engaging in this world and interacting, developing, benefiting, working, engaging in creative labor, it's auspicious time to succeed in infusing in the world spirituality when we've just come from a day of holiness. And that is why Motzoi Shabbos, David HaMelech, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, is at a time where he has the greatest chance to succeed, coming out of a Shabbos of Kedusha, entering into the Sheshes Yimei Melacha. Now is the time when the two can be synthesized, can be connected, can be joined, and we can fuse the two together. In a bigger picture, the reason why it's auspicious for Mashiach to come in the year that follows Shemitah is because after going through a year, an entire year that the Torah calls Shabbos LaHashem, the year that follows Shemitah, when the farmers go out to the field and work the land and engage in cultivating the land. And in the bigger picture of things, this is not just for the farmers, this is a concept which affects every single person, gone through a year of Shabbos, and now we're entering into a year, the first year of the Shemitah cycle. We have to draw from the sanctity of the previous year and bring it into this year and the next 6 years. And because we're so close to the end of the cycle, Shemitah, which is Shabbos Lashem, it is an opportune time to succeed in synthesizing the spirituality of the year that Shabbos LaHashem with the next 6 years. And that's the role of the Melech, the role of the ultimate Melech, David HaMelech. And that's why it's auspicious that the Melech HaMashiach should come in the year that follows Shemitah. You bring that to Bishrat is the final Gemar of Shemitah. Now is the time. The time has arrived. It is now our chance to step up to the plate and work on ourselves, apply the lessons of Shemitah to our lives, and to plow forward and witness this coming, witness the light, what Chazal said, the Or Shel Moshiach, to feel the radiance and to hear his footsteps come closer and closer until he reveals himself in his full glory to bring for Klal Yisrael and for the entire world a very great honor to Hashem. I want to conclude also with mentioning Parshas Bahar. The Torah talks about Shemitah. The Torah says that perhaps you will ask yourselves in the sixth year, in the Shana Hashishis, what are we going to eat in the year of Shemitah? What are we going to do if Hashem tells us that we're not going to be able to work the land in the year of Shemitah? How will we be able to survive in the year of Shemitah? Pasuk says, "Look, if you'll say Man Leichal Bashana Hashviyis, Heim Loi Nizra V'Loi Nesef Istvuaseinu." So the Pasuk says, "V'tzivis Yis Perchosilachem Bashana Hashishis V'yatzos Es Hatzvua L'Shloish Hashanim." Hashem tells us not to worry. Hashem tells us that he will command his blessing for us in the sixth year, and the earth will produce enough for 3 years. L'shloish hashanim. What are the 3 years that we are referring to? So Rashi says the 3 years refers to the end of the sixth year, the seventh year, and the eighth year. The Shemitah begins early. It begins, according to Chazal, doesn't just begin with the beginning of the Shemitah year, it begins early towards the end of the sixth year. We're going to need some extra blessing at the end of the sixth year to survive. And we're going to need blessing for the seventh year when we're not allowed to work the land. And we're going to need blessing in the eighth year, because in the eighth year, we're not going to have anything left over from the seventh year in order to survive. So Hashem says that when it comes to Shemitah, don't worry. I will command my blessing. As Berchosi Lachem Bashanah Hashishis in the sixth year, the Asos Es Hatzivuah Lishloish Hashanim. As so in the Sefer Ksava HaKabbalah, he writes, the wording Lishloish Hashanim is a bit unusual, and there's a lot to be discussed about this unusual expression, Lishloish Hashanim. But in a nutshell, he says, the primary blessing of Vitzivisi Es Berchosi is the third year. As time goes on, the first year, you know, there's leftovers. The second year is also a little bit leftovers. But by the time you get to the third year, which is Motzoi Shemitah, there's nothing left. You're living on miracles. You're living literally on miracles. The primary blessing is the third year. We're now holding in the third year of this blessing. When the Pasuk says, V'tzivisi es berchasi lachem, Rashi, the Shloish Hashanim, I'll read the words of Rashi, that's the second year, with Tu B'Shvat, we now enter in fully to the Sheminis. And now we are holding at the moment the ultimate blessing. Vitzivisi, Hashem says, I will command Es Berchosi, my blessing to you, L'shlosh Hashanim. It means for 3 years, but the expression implies the climax of the blessing is in the third year. Let us merit that this blessing descend to every single one of us, both near and far. Hashem should shower everyone and their families blessing in all of its dimensions, wish all merit to hear and to witness good tidings, and we should see the fulfillment of what it says in the Gemara Masechta and Megillah, then David will come in the year that is Motzoi Shavuos. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful week. Good night.